morning. We're continuing Chayodim, a column of tests. We're looking at Simon Hay. Imein loy mayim mutter lito yodav b'sheker b'shar mashkin vein b'zeh mishum biza oichlin. So the Chayodim only says that you're allowed to use other liquids b'shaz hatchak. Then he goes into addressing the question of the chara. It's an insulting idea to use food for washing your hands. So let's go back. Let's address that, and then we'll go back to the first point. So there's no problem with oichlin. Kibun should tzarich lizeh. Venom b'derech ibud. It's not wasting something. There's a valid need, and therefore, it's not considered an act of bizoyan. V'gam ein b'hem yishum shini mara. It's not considered a problem of shini mara. Now we'll see later on. There's a lack of shini mara, which we didn't do yet. But shini mara means if the water has changed color, it's problematic. I'm sorry, we did shini mara already at the beginning. So this is the way it naturally comes, and therefore that's not considered a problem of shini mara. Now what about sheker? Sheker is beer. Most of it is water. L'chara, so if you're talking about meperis, you squeeze out orange, the liquid from the orange, so that's the way it comes. That's not shini mara. But the case of sheker, why is that considered shini mara? So the Mishabura says that a shini mara, which is considered a shini lemal yusa, is not considered shini mara. So tea, coffee, beer, all these situations where you take water and you change its color through the process, but it's considered better than just plain water, that would not be a problem with shini mara. Now, so person doesn't have any water and it's hard to get water and he really wants to eat something, he's very hungry. So he uses other things. So using a seltzer, plain seltzer, even flavored seltzer, where it looks like water, basically tastes like water, it has gas infused in it, that's not considered any shini at all. We spoke about the idea of the white, which when the water comes out from the faucet under pressure and there's gas dissolved in it, it's not a problem. So, but these other things, they do change it in some way. We call it something else. We look at it as something else. Or what about something which is May Paris to start with? So Maya, which has been Nishtana, and it's not considered the Greyusa, would be better in Halacha to use than to use May Paris. May Paris is more questionable whether Chazal allowed us to do the Tzilas Adayim with May Paris. It's a Machloikis. And because it's a Machloikis, it's going to be only B'Shas HaTchak. Now, In halacha, looking at liquids, we look at liquids. There's two different categories when it comes to liquids. There are yayin and shemen, which the Torah gives it a different name. We have cholov. The Torah refers to as cholov. It's not water. We have mei peres, which Chazal understands are zeyab almo. So the orange juice, the juice of the orange, or these type of things, is not considered something. It's not considered mayim, and it's not considered a numashka. It's like nothing. It's not machshir, different than other than water, these type of things. On the other hand, it doesn't have a different shame of being considered something unique. So yayin and halacha, we do not want to use because it has a different shame totally. So that's baslal, not an option. Yayin, shemen is not an option because it doesn't really clean your hands at all. May peris, there's some rishonim would say that they're acceptable because they're not considered a numashka, and therefore they're acceptable. And some say that they're not acceptable because they're not really mayim, and they don't really clean so well. So we do rely on them in the case of shas l'tchak. Have a good day.